The world premiere of the new Rush album, Moving Pictures, due in the stores tomorrow. And Getty's sucking on a cigarette and sucking back some Dom Perignon in there. Oh, sorry. We all know you rock singers suck them right back. That's how you get that rasp.
Bad boy.
That's how you get that rasp in the voice. That rough. Has your voice been changing over the last few albums?
Well, I'm getting older, aren't I?
Yeah.
It's supposed to change.
Yes.
Yeah,
kind of late in coming, though, isn't it?
Well, you know. Us rock singers live forever, Reesh, don't you know that?
And
okay,
I don't know
where
that one came from.
Here?
We were talking about the new album, and we were going to move on to track two on side one, which is a nifty little story about a nifty little sports car.
Yes, the tune is called Red Barchetta.
Barchetta is that's how it's pronounced officially.
Yep.
Is there such a thing as a Barchetta?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It was made in the late 40s, early 50s. I think 1950, 49. And,
so it's already an extinct sort of car.
Oh, yeah, it's a gem.
Mm-hmm.
And the story is really inspired from a story that Neil read in Road and Track a few years ago that sort of dealt with an Orwellian type of situation where driving was prohibited at high speeds in certain kinds of cars. And he sort of took that idea and put it into his own story about a guy who... whose uncle has preserved this Barchetta for years and years and years and years in this country farm where he lives. And it's very much a, you know, big brother type of society and very well patrolled by police and stuff. And this guy sneaks out to the country every Sunday and he takes this car for an incredibly exciting, sensuous ride through the country. And on this particular journey, he gets spied by a couple of air cars, which are the police, and they chase him down.
Air cars, which would be little hovermobiles.
Gleaming alloy air cars.
Mm-hmm. Has Neil ever been behind the wheel of a Barchetta?
I don't think he
actually,
has.
Actually, no. It's just, it's purely fantasy, purely fantasizing about it.
I mean, it grows out of his intense love for driving top down at fast speeds. Like, he's a car collector himself.
Right.
He's right into the car as
so it's got kind of a combination of that and, in a way, the 2112 theme, actually.
Yeah, it's, you know, when you talk about a car, you're talking about something that relates to everybody as sort of a vehicle that gives them excitement and also sort of takes you and infers freedom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You get behind the wheel and you go. It's a great vehicle, sort of the double entendre there. Right?
Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
So okay. It's an exciting story, and we put a lot of music to it, and
very straightforward little tune. Just listen to the lyrics closely, and you'll hear what the story's all about. Red Barchetta. Here's Rush from Moving Pictures again. The world premiere on Chum FM.